Well, good morning and welcome to our morning devotional again this Tuesday morning. It's hard to believe we're into the fourth week of these already, but we trust that you've been blessed as you have listened in each of these mornings as they have gone out over the various formats. Now, I want to share with you just for a few minutes this morning. I was thinking just of the announcement of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, yesterday, and he has announced what has been described as the roadmap out of lockdown. And I was thinking about the roadmap. And of course, as this plan has been developed, and as all of the various four nations in the UK maybe have slight variations, but we're all moving forward towards a move gradually out of lockdown. And this is something that we're all hoping will go smoothly. We all look forward to the possibility of having a little bit more normality in the days that are ahead. But as I thought about the roadmap, I was reminded of some verses of scripture in the book of Romans. And those verses of scripture outline for us a much more important roadmap. Some people call this the Romans Road. And I want to take a journey just very briefly with you this morning along the Romans Road. Because those verses of scripture in the book of Romans, as we move through these, there's four verses that we want to look at. They wonderfully outline for us God's plan and God's way of salvation. You know, in fact, we could call this the roadmap to redemption. The roadmap to redemption is what I want to think about just for a couple of minutes with you this morning. There's four verses, as I say, that we'll look at. The first one is found in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And there the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Of course, this is the first step to redemption. For us to understand that we're sinners. To understand that we fall short of God's standard. Because God is a holy God. And therefore he cannot condone sin and he cannot ignore sin. God requires perfect righteousness. But we're unable to meet that standard because we are sinners. We're born with a sin nature. The Bible tells us that we're born in sin. And so whenever we think about this roadmap to redemption, we have to understand that the first step is to realize that we're sinners. We realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, it would be terrible if it just stopped there, but thankfully this is just the first point in the road. This is just the first step in this roadmap to redemption. You see, the second step is found later on in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I love those words in the Bible when it says, "But God." Because we know that because of what it says there, that we're going to get some blessing, that there's going to be encouragement, there's going to be something that God is doing. And here in this verse it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us." We see here that God stepped in because of his great love for us. I can look at that personally. And I trust that as you look at it today, that you can think about it personally. And you can say, "But God commendeth his love toward me, in that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me." Do you understand that today? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to be the Savior. He came to be your substitute and my substitute. He came to take our place. And that's what our verse is teaching here. It says at the end of the verse, "Christ died for us." Christ died for sinners. You see, sin is something that separates us from God. And we know that we're sinners because of the first step in the roadmap here. But we know that there's hope because of this second step. Because of the love of God. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So that's stage two. So what does that mean for us? Well, we come on to step three. We come forward another chapter in the book of Romans, to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. And the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So we understand from step one that we're sinners. And this verse here in Romans 6 teaches us the output of sin, or the outworking of sin. Sin brings death. That's the condition of the person who dies without making peace with God. There's eternal separation from God. And the Bible tells us that's in the place called hell. You see, sin makes us enemies of God. But God has made peace, the Bible tells us. It tells us he has made peace through the blood of his cross in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. There's peace to be found. And that peace is eternal peace. That peace is described in this verse in Romans 6 and 23 as the gift of God. That it's the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We find, you see here, that God has made the way of salvation. Do you know whenever the Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth, we read in John 14 and verse 6, a wonderful verse, he describes himself. He said, I am the way, the truth and the life. Let's just take that first little thought. Jesus said, I am the way. See, we're talking about a roadmap. The roadmap to redemption, we have to understand that the work of Jesus Christ is the way of salvation. You have to understand you're a sinner. Accepting that you're a sinner, that's step one. You have to realize that God loves you and made a way of salvation. That's step two. And you have to accept the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that's step three. But how do you do that? Well, step four tells us. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's so simple, you know. You just come to God. You come confessing your sin and your need of God's salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we have the promise that you will be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, we're worrying and we're wondering about a roadmap out of lockdown. But this is the most important roadmap for you today, because it will lead you to eternal life. It will lead you to peace with God. You will have hope for your future. Not just for a day or two, but for eternity. You know, there is a question to be asked, and this Romans Road is actually found on a little card that I have here. And the question is, where will you be in eternity? And I'm going to show you the card. That's it. Now, you'll not be able to read it, obviously. It's back the front there. But where will you be in eternity? And in the back of that card, it gives these four little verses. Outlines the roadmap. I trust that you'll come and you'll be ready for eternity. You'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and have your sin to be dealt with once and for all. God bless you again today. And I hope that you know his blessing upon you in these days. Amen.